Now, by the blood of Jesus, you're redeemed. That means He paid the price already. You didn't have to do nothing. You don't have to confess sin. You just come to Jesus and say, Lord, I surrender. I want You as my Lord and Savior. And if you're serious, He will come in. He will take away all that cotton sack full of sins you got behind you. He'll wash you in the blood, and He'll make you this wonderful new creature in Christ. And you start off from that point forward. You've been redeemed by the blood. Now, there's no redemption after that. You only get redeemed one time. The redemption is only from the cross. After that, how many of us have sinned after we got saved? All of us have sinned after we got saved. So what do you do now? You can't be redeemed again. Redemption is only once. So what do you have to do when you confess, when you commit a sin after you get saved? You have to confess that sin. What if you don't confess that sin? It is not forgiven. You carry that thing with you, and it'll leave the door open to the devil. And he will come in and attack you, and he'll put sickness and disease upon you. It's his job. But if you commit a sin, if you know you've committed a sin, and if you're living at all being led by the Holy Spirit, if you're reading the Word of God at all, when you start to even think about sinning, you'll hear this little voice from within say, don't do it. You know where I'm coming from, ma'am? You're shaking your head like, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. So when you're walking in the Spirit, how do you walk in the Spirit? The only way you can walk or be led by the Spirit is stay in His Word every day. If you're not in God's Word regular, you're not led by that Spirit. You're led by the flesh, and the flesh will always tell you to do the wrong thing. Men and women always make the wrong decisions when they're led by the flesh. And there's lots of men and women in the church that are not led by the Spirit. They're led by the flesh, and that's why we have so much sickness and disease in the church. Because we are not led by the Spirit. No, if you are led by the Spirit, when you start to do something wrong, the Holy Spirit will say, no, don't do that. You'll have that thought, won't you, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know that. That thing will come to you and it'll say, no, don't do that. And so if you yield and listen to the Holy Spirit, then you won't do it. You won't say the words you're fixing to say, or you won't do whatever you were fixing to do. You'll know that that's wrong. And so at that time, you win. But if you don't listen, and you go ahead and do what's wrong, then you've sinned. Now then the Holy Spirit will convict you that you just sinned. Now then if you listen and say, I'm sorry, Lord, I did. I said something I shouldn't have said it. Or I did something. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. And He said, okay, I'll forgive you. Now it's washed away. Do you have to ask forgiveness for that sin again? No. Only one time. But now you know what? We are, we commit some kind of a sin. And we think what a gross sin that was that I did. And maybe you ask forgiveness. And then 6 months later, you're trying to get a prayer answered. And all of a sudden, there's a little voice say, that sin you committed 6 months ago, you really don't think God forgave you for that terrible thing. That's why your prayers are not being answered. Now, who do you think that is talking to you? The devil. That's not God. If you confess to sin, is it put behind and it's as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again? That's what the Scripture says. So you don't never have to confess that sin again. But how many of you have not known that? Just think about this. I'm not asking you to hold up your hand. How many of you have confessed a given sin over and over and over and over? Over months and years even. Amen. We know what we mean, right? Amen. Because that old devil's there saying, you old wicked guy, you. You don't think God's going to forgive you? Look at how you treated all them men way back yonder. You know He ain't going to forgive you for all that. But yes, He did, didn't He?
Yes,
He did. See, when the enemy tries to come against you like that, you just have to say, devil, I confess those sins, they're gone. You ain't going to bring them back no more. It's over. I'm a different man now. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm not going there. So I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. And I'm forgiven. As far as the east is in the west, so far is He removed our transgressions from us. There it is in Psalm 103, verse 20. Okay, yeah. 12, yeah. Okay, back to this one that we got here. Now let's go on to the next verse, 7, 8. wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Now then, if that's true, if he had made known this mystery of his will, how does he do that? How do you learn what the will and the mystery of God is? How do you learn who God is, what pleases him, and what he doesn't like? Reading the Word. That's right. That's the only... He gave us his perfect will. And if you don't ever read the book, or if you do like I used to do years ago, you know, I go to church on Sunday, I take my Bible, you know, but I'm sitting there in a Bible study class and a guy's teaching the Bible study class. I got my Bible laying on my lap. I don't even have it open. I'm listening. I'm looking like I'm listening. But I'm thinking about what I done last week or what I got to do next week. Any of y'all ever been guilty of these kind of things? So you leave the Bible study class and you walk outside and the guy says, "Where you been? I've been to Sunday school. What did he teach on?" It was something in the Bible. Well, what book was he in? I don't remember. I hadn't been 10 minutes since I just walked out of the class. I got a lot, didn't I? Yeah, I really did. You know, that's amazing that the enemy would put in my mind to think about things I'd done last week in the world and what I need to do next week in the world. But he don't want me to concentrate on the Word. Because when I concentrate on the Word, I'll learn this mighty mystery of his will, and I'll learn all these wonderful things that he has planned for me and what belongs to me as a son of God. And when I learn these things, then I learn how to pray in faith. I learn how to walk holy before God, and I learn how to pray for people and see results. I mean, I love to pray for people and see results. I mean, I love it. You know, I mean, like even yesterday down there at the wedding, you know, I mean, there was people come to me, want me to pray over children, want me to pray over backs. You know, I had a regular, I mean, it's amazing. I go to a wedding and, you know, praise the King. I get to pray over people. You know, I mean, in my own family. You know, it's amazing how that you can have family members that know you, that have known you all their lives. Yeah, and then they know. They've heard the stories. They know. I mean, just like my sister's daughter. Of course, now she's got children and grandchildren of her own, you know, but yesterday when we was down there, I got one of her daughters, a beautiful young lady. I mean, she's just a beautiful thing. I got my arm around her, and I said, "Honey, right there, your mama." I said, "Just a few years ago, when you was a little bitty thing, I said, your mama and your grandmother, my sister, they called me one night and said, 'Vicki has got a lump or knot in her breast. And they said that we want to call and want you to pray.' And we prayed the prayer of faith. I rebuked that devil of hell, commanded it to get his hands off of little Vicki in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, that thing, just like this doctor up here said, that thing left." You know, they went back to the doctor a couple of days later. And she called me back and said, "Thurman, they can't find it. It's totally gone." And of course, yesterday she said, "It ain't never come back. I ain't never had it no more." Hey, don't you love to pray for people and see those kind of results? Amen. I love it. You know, but I think about the little baby. They had a little baby down there yesterday. It was, what, 3 months old, honey, something like that? 3 or 4 months old. Got a problem with his leg. Legs out. Yeah, the leg's growing out, all kinds of problems. I told him, I said, you know, the mother and daddy. I know the daddy. He's, you know, he's my cousin's boy. But he ain't serving God. He's not serving the Lord. I told him, I said, you know, tell daddy. I said, you need to tell your son that the reason his baby girl is afflicted is because he's not putting God first. You know how hard that is for people to tell your own loved ones that? But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you that because I've learned it the hard way. I tell you, if you got a baby, that a little tiny child that's having a problem, that guess where the problem's at? It's with mom or dad. It could be grandma and grandpa too, but probably it's mother and daddy. And if they're not serving God, I guarantee that's why that child's having the problem. That's how that, after I learned these things, that's how I walked through Cook's Medical Center and seven children in 30 days, actually less than 30 days, seven children that were on their deathbed that were going to die. The doctor said they cannot live, every one of them. And I found out what the sins of the parents were that put those children down there. And those children were from 2 months to 6 years of age. And for every one of those children, in that 30 days I was in Cook's Medical Center, when I got those parents to repent of their sins and make God a promise they'd straighten their act up, I went in and prayed for those children, and every child in that hospital was healed anywhere from a matter of hours to a matter of a week. Everyone that was on their deathbed were healed. Now, if you want to see results, you got to stop sinning. Now, if you got sin in your life and you want to pray for somebody and it don't work, you know, you're either not walking in love, you don't know what this word says, or you are just not praying in faith. You know, you got to do it God's way. He made a rule book. Do you think He made a different rule book for me than He did for you? Not at all. That's the beautiful part about God. He's no respecter of persons. The only difference between me and the rest of the world out there, and there's a lot of you that believe the word just like I do now, but the only difference between me, let's put it, bring it down to where it was at home, now and 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I couldn't pray a prayer of faith for nobody. I never seen a healing, didn't even know it was available. I can remember one day, years ago, when my own mother was laying there. She had had surgery. Here she was. I was sitting beside her bed. This is probably 35 years ago. I was a Christian, but I knew nothing about this book. Here I'm sitting beside my mother's bed. They have put so many IVs in her arm that they've collapsed all of her veins. Now they're trying to find another one to put an IV, and they're hunting, and they're sticking those needles in there. And mother said, "Thurman, please make them stop. They're hurting me." I had tears in my heart from my mother. But did you know? I didn't have a clue how to pray for my mother. Isn't that something? A lack of knowledge. And then a couple of years ago, Cheryl and I was over in Ireland, and they was going to trying to find a source right here where the big ones were in this man, and they couldn't find them there. And so the lady finally said, "Well, I'll try one in the back of your hand." But she said, "I'm never good at getting one in the back of your hand." And Cheryl says, "Honey, why don't you pray?"
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.